Nation. Weekdays from 8:30 on Newstalk ZB Christchurch.
Good morning, Christchurch. I'm Scarlett Sutanovich. We're cloudy with occasional rain, a high of 10. We're currently on 9 degrees.
Reporters around the country, correspondents around the world. This is Newstalk ZB News.
Keep up with Newstalk ZB News at 10 o'clock. Hunt continues for man following Auckland abduction and red zone house moving gains traction.
In sports, Jason Duffner in front of the USPGA. I'm Brian Ashby. Details in a moment.
Father's Day, huh? If becoming a dad was the best thing that ever happened to you, give yourself the best gift you've ever given. Show them who their daddy is. Do the Father's Day thing at plates.co.nz or 0800 plates.
The hunt continues for a man in relation to the abduction of a toddler from his Panmure home in Auckland. Detective Inspector Scott Beard says fortunately the toddler has been happily reunited with his mother.
They found the two-year-old in a shed at the back, cold and crying, and obviously once locating the child, been reunited with mother.
However, Scott Beard says 33-year-old Philip Edwards is still missing after the abduction yesterday. The public are invited to come forward with any information they may have on his whereabouts. An outline's expected today of a ministerial inquiry into the Fonterra milk powder contamination. The company's announced plans for its own inquiry, and the Primary Industries Ministry is also investigating the embarrassing botch-up. The topic will be at the top of the agenda when Cabinet Ministers meet this morning. Primary Industries Minister Nathan Guy says the Prime Minister will give an update this afternoon. Support from the real estate sector for the government's changes to its subsidy program for first home buyers. The changes mean people can earn more and buy a more expensive house and still qualify for government assistance. Real Estate Institute Chief Executive Helen O'Sullivan says the changes aren't going to help increase housing supply, which is a problem, especially in Auckland and Christchurch.
But it is aimed at the other side, I guess, which is making it a little bit easier for those who are in the queue to get into their first home.
Helen O'Sullivan says getting more houses built is what's required to address affordability, but achieving that is complicated and could take a long time. Family members of disabled adults plan to continue to fight government law changes that mean they only receive limited pay for caring for their relatives. The government lost a court case, forcing it to pay carers, but families are furious at the terms and conditions of that. The Greens will today host a forum at Parliament with experts in legal and disability issues discussing how the law came to pass and what can be done to change it. An initiative to half the price of a new home for Cantabrians is gaining traction, but there's a small catch. Much of the residential red zone is now owned by the government and insurance companies, who are now offering salvageable homes for free on the condition they pay for the remediation of the land. Gary Moore says the trouble was getting all the ducks in a row in terms of deconstructing the home, getting consent on a piece of land and reconstructing it at the other end. But he says they now have put an organisation into place which takes care of those aspects at a much smaller cost than building from scratch.
The houses are being shifted for between $800 and $1,000 a square metre finished at the other end. If you're doing it for $800, you're doing it for half price.
Finally, New Zealand speed skater Blake Skellerup hopes the Olympic values of education and humanity will open Russia's eyes to some more advanced thinking. He's openly gay and speaking out about being himself at the Sochi Winter Games next year, in spite of Russia's new laws clamping down on gay behaviour in public. Skellerup has no intention of joining in calls from some gay activists to boycott the Games.
The IOC has made a great statement that athlete security is guaranteed. However, outside the village, it's going to be a completely different story.
Meanwhile, CNN's Phil Black says the IOC has asked Russia to clarify the vague law.
They say what is clear is the Olympic Charter, which states sport is a human right and the Games must be open to all and free from discrimination.
That's Newstalk ZB News. New business, get your insurance cover with AIA. Visit aia.co.nz. Brian, what's in sport?
Yeah, Jason Duffner closing in on the USPGA Tour title.
Wet & Forget Rapid Application, the contractor's choice for 30 years. wetandforget.co.nz.
Harcourt's Holmwood has reopened with a brand new St. Albans office. They're in the Edgware Village, right across from BP, ready to help with any buying or selling needs. Talk to the team you can trust. Holmwood.co.nz, licensed under the REAA.
It's huge. It's a manufacturer's best sellout at Brownies, Mattress Direct, and today's the last day. Rush in for selected beds at below wholesale prices. That's right, below wholesale prices. Plus, you can buy today on no deposit, 20 months interest-free, and no repayment until April 2014. Today's the last day of the huge manufacturer's bed sellout, only at Brownies, Mattress Direct. The doors are wide open until 8 tonight at 128 Morehouse Avenue.
Selling property? Talk to Harcourt's Holmwood. Professional, fantastic marketing, and a team you can trust for buying or selling. Holmwood.co.nz, licensed under the REAA.
News Talk ZB Sport with Mitre 10 Mega. Big is good. Ferrymead, Rangiora, and Hornby.
Well, Jason Duffner is edging closer to his maiden major golf title. The American holds a two-shot lead with four holes to play at the PGA Championship at Oak Hill in New York. He sits atop the leaderboard at 11 under par with playing partner Jim Furyk at 9 under. Duffner gave up a four-shot lead with four holes to play at the 2011 PGA Championship, finishing second in a playoff. Golf with Crown Warehouse Solutions, combining the best racking with the right forklift. The Breakers are poised to announce Kieran Johnson as their new import point guard. It's understood the former Belmont University standout has signed with the three-time defending champions for the upcoming Aussie Basketball League season. Johnson led Belmont to this season's NCAA tournament after averaging 14.3 points per game during his senior year. Christchurch cyclist Sam Horgan won the 135k Hokitika Classic round of the Benchmark Homes Elite Cycling Series on Saturday. And Lauren Boyles completed her European season with another world-class performance. New Zealand's leading swimmer has claimed silver in the 400-metre freestyle at the World Cup in Berlin. She's finished just behind Maria Belmonte Garcia of Spain, who's set a new world record. Boyle earlier claimed silver in the 800-metre free and won two golds at the previous World Cup in the Netherlands. She also won three medals at the World Champs in Barcelona. Rafael Nadal will rise to three in the world tennis rankings after crushing local hope Milos Raonic to win the Montreal Tennis Masters. The Spaniard has crushed the 11th seed 6-2, 6-2 and will leapfrog compatriot David Ferrer when the rankings come out later today. Meanwhile, world number one Serena Williams has notched up yet another tournament win, crushing Romania's Serena Cristea in straight sets for this in the final of the Toronto WTA tournament. The North Queensland Cowboys kept their slim NRL finals hopes alive with a 36-4 win over the Panthers. The Cowboys are 12th, 4 points outside the top eight with four rounds remaining. The Warriors are 2 points better off in 10th following their 27-12 loss to Manly in Gosford, while the Brisbane Broncos are 11th after their 26-24 win over the Dragons. For News Talk ZB Sport on 100.1 FM, I'm Brian Ashby.
News Talk ZB Weather with the Sylvester Motor Company. Limited numbers of 9-seater Nissan vans available now with immediate delivery.
In Christchurch today, we're cloudy with occasional rain. That'll be retreating to Banks Peninsula this afternoon and then clearing tonight. Southwesterlies, a high of 10 degrees. We're still sitting on 9. Tonight's low, minus 1. Tomorrow, mainly fine with high cloud. A few spots of evening rain. Northeasterlies freshening, a high of 14 degrees. And Wednesday, the odd shower with a southwest change. You're up to date with news, sport and weather on News Talk ZB. I'm Scarlett Sutanovich with Brian Ashby. Now Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch with you next.
News Talk ZB Time Saver Traffic, Jib Plasterboard, celebrating 50 years manufacturing in Christchurch. And the traffic has eased back from the morning peak. If you encounter any lingering heavy catches, do let us know. 0800 JAM, 0800-526-6633. An earlier crash on QE2 Drive near Main North Road has been pretty much cleared. Dealey Avenue, ongoing road works there between Victoria and Harper. Jib Plasterboard Systems, trusted in the South for over 50 years. I'm Rick Moore, News Talk ZB Time Saver Traffic.
It's the final day of the manufacturer's bid sellout at Brownies Mattress Direct, 128 Morehouse Ave. Selected bids at below wholesale prices, but only until 8 o'clock tonight, right? You can check out this incredible hourglass technology.
That's right, Therapeutic Hourglass, new technology, back here sleep sets from Therapeutic, offer up to 18% extra back support. Now, these new bed sets are personally recommended by Stuart Craig Chiropractor for better back support. But Aaron, you don't need a lot of support from your wallet. These are one of the bed sets going out at way below wholesale prices. prices, amazing bed deals, and every bed set we sell before 8pm tonight, we're going to throw in a free bedding package, free sheets, free pillows, and free delivery and set up anywhere in the district. Don't miss out. Today's the last day. You need to come and see us before 8pm tonight. Plus, you can buy on an amazing interest-free deal.
Well, it is amazing. You won't need a lot of support from your wallet for this. You can buy on no deposit, 20 whole months interest-free, and no repayments until April 2014. Doors open till 8 tonight, so check it out. The manufacturer's bed sale out at Brownies Mattress Direct.
We were in the car when the students they passed.
The road ahead was rocky,
but he was being cocky. A huge stone leapt up and it smashed the glass.
We'll need some help from our insurance boss. Ain't nothing gonna break our stride. Nobody's gonna slow us down. Oh no.
For a competitive quote on comprehensive car insurance, call 0800 4 State.
Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch. Turning up your voice. Canterbury Mornings on Newstalk ZB.
News Talk ZB, welcome on back to the program. It is 11 past 10. If news breaks, you'll hear it here first on News Talk ZB. Well, the Environment Court is expected to make a ruling on the decision to redevelop the Hagley Park Oval. That decision is expected any time. Save Happy Park campaigner, Save Hagley Park, I was about to say, I'm getting confused with Save Happy Valley from the West Coast days. Anyway, Save Hagley Park campaigner Martin Meehan says leave it alone, but cricketer, international cricketer Andrew Ellis, he started a Facebook page in support of this proposal and says the developments will add to a fantastic city. Martin and Andrew will join me later on the program to have this discussion live on Canterbury Mornings.
Chris Lynch.
We are back to talk back this morning. It is disgusting to see that some idiot has decided to graffiti the CTV sign that specifically says this site is, you know, leave the site alone, it is a place to be respected. But yet, some teenager has come along and decided to spray paint that sign. It is disgusting, isn't it? So I want to take some more calls on this morning. Do you think we currently have appropriate penalties for taggers? Are our penalties simply too light? And have you caught somebody vandalising your property, and what did you do about it? As I said earlier, it is so nice to hear this morning that security companies are offering to install CCTV cameras. I think if they do that, though, the cameras should be hidden from public view. So then these idiots can be caught on film and they can be named and shamed. In the US, many states over there have a name and shame policy. If somebody is caught, regardless of the age, off they get themselves into a beautiful orange jumpsuit and they have to scrub their scummy tags off in public view. Because sadly, I think the potential penalty needs to include embarrassment. Teenagers get embarrassed, don't they? What do you make of this? Or is this just a visual, what is the word I'm looking for? Visual antiism in the worst form, though. That's what some people are saying this morning. 340-1098-0800-80-1080. Also, we're discussing changing the New Zealand flag. That old chestnut debate has raged, or it's red, it's ugly yet again. It's with John Key this time. He was asked over the weekend if he could change one thing overnight, what would it be? He said change the New Zealand flag to have a silver fern. Do you agree with that? Over the past 5 years, there have been various groups who have come up with varying designs of change for a flag to incorporate a New Zealand fern. Do you think this is a good idea, regardless of your political leanings, or do you think it's rubbish? 340-1098-0800-80-1080. Every caller this morning believes changing the New Zealand flag is a good idea. I'm not so sure. Is there anybody out there who thinks, leave it alone? Get on the phone, give us a call. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Chris.
Welcome on in.
Thank you. I haven't really got an answer for what the punishment should be for these taggers, but yeah. Just listening to the callers this morning, I feel much Christchurch. We all feel like victims as a result of this lack of respect these taggers show.
Yeah, nicely said, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
But I think it's all because our punishment and sentencing is too light, which we've all recognised. But earlier the program you mentioned sentencing is too light, which we've all recognised. But earlier the program you mentioned about these murders in Christchurch as well.
Mm.
Now, one of the questions I have is how many of these tag